LBC Breakfast with Sandy Waugh and David Banks.
It's 24 minutes past seven.
Well, tomorrow the Royal Gunpowder Mills at Waltham Abbey will be opening its doors to the general public for the first time in its 300-year history. It's home to the production of gunpowder and was later home to the development of other explosives. Well, today the mill will be officially opened by His Royal Highness the Duke of Gloucester. Robert Taylor, the director of the Royal Gunpowder Mills, joins us now. Very good morning to you.
Good morning.
This is an extraordinarily well-kept secret, really, isn't it?
Indeed, as we say in our literature, it's the first time in 300 years people have been able to see this site, which in its own way is as crucial as all the forts and castles around the country in the defence and the development of the British Empire.
What will people be able to see when they can go in?
Well, they'll be able to see a vast site of 75 acres, up to 175 acres, half of it's a nature reserve, and sadly we've been delayed for 6 weeks in opening because of the foot and mouth epidemic. But it's a site with a very interesting architecture, lots of interesting buildings, waterways, and we've produced a very large interactive exhibition to introduce this apparently complex subject to the visitors.
So it's a sort of twin attraction, really, isn't it?
It is. It's something I think people won't have seen anything like anywhere else. It's one of the most important sites internationally that's still available. And with money from the Heritage Lottery Fund and the Ministry of Defence, we've been able to open it up to the public.
Why now?
I think there's been a long campaign since it closed as a defence establishment in 1991 to try and bring it back into use, both to save the important buildings and enable people to see them and bring some benefit to the local community.
You're going to have some fairly special events there, aren't you? I gather there are going to be all sorts of reenactments which conjured up bizarre images in my mind of people being blown to bits. I assume it's all going to be very safe.
Yes, there's a tradition in Britain of obviously reenacting old battles. We are going to have demonstrations really to show the products of Gortham Abbey, which was a reliable source of gunpowder for our forces, in use, so people can appreciate the sort of end use of the product.
It is one of the world leaders. Is it still the world leader in gunpowder manufacture in terms of the standard?
I think it was when it finished. Obviously, we don't make gunpowder here now, but we will be showing people how important the gunpowder manufacture was to Britain. This site was bought by the government, i.e. nationalised, in 1787, and the government bought it to have a reliable gunpowder supply for our forces.
People might be a bit surprised to see who it was that first started producing gunpowder there.
What, us in Britain or the Chinese?
Well, at the Royal Gunpowder Mills.
Well, I think the monks of Waltham Abbey first had the mills, and they used these mills to make the gunpowder because the waterways were already here, and then the site developed and expanded really into an enormous site after the making gunpowder. It made cordite for the First World War, and over 6,000 people worked here during the First World War, 3,000 women making explosives for the forces.
It is, as we say, something of a twin side. You've got the special scientific, the nature side of it, as it were, and the gunpowder side of it. Can people turn up and just wander around as they like, or do they need to organise special tours?
Well, most of the site is open daily from tomorrow. We are going to have special tours of the Nature Reserve because we hope to have a deer herd and the largest heronry in Essex, and there will be tours of the Nature Reserve so as not to disturb the wildlife, but people can certainly see into the Nature Reserve from various points, and there will be sort of vehicle tours through the Nature Reserve from time to time.
Is it going to cost much to get in?
It's going to cost sort of an average price for a sort of large attraction like us, which is $5.90 for adults and $3.25 for children.
Well, I hope it's a roaring success. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Robert Taylor, who's director of the Royal Gunpowder Mills at Waltham Abbey.